Hello, I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery, and I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. Now, central to understanding how your brain generates depression is to understand why you dream. And that is what this podcast is about, and indeed the next one, to show that if you understand why you dream, you will be able to understand what a depression is. Now that is an amazing thing to say, and it seems incredible. Yet I can assure you that it is so. And in explaining something of this to you, I am explaining as best I can the human givens dreaming hypothesis, of what dreaming is for and why it plays such an essential role in supporting healthy emotions, and what happens when this goes wrong. So let's begin with emotions. Emotions can best be understood as an expectation of future action, or if you like, a physical preparing for that action. For example, a worry is an emotion felt in your body that is expecting action on your part to clear away a potential problem in the future. And anger is a signal to you that you need to prepare to deal with a threat of some kind. And so on. In which case, of course, there are only one of two possibilities that will then arise. Either the emotion does its job and leads to a satisfactory completing action, such as an anger outburst that gets you what you need or protects you, or the emotion is not acted on, in which case the emotion will stay in your body, uncompleted, filling you up like the indigestion of a too big meal. And then, what dreaming does every night is to discharge that uncompleted emotion by playing it out in metaphor. Dreaming is the emotional flush toilet, or the essential nightly maintenance that frees our emotions to serve us effectively the next day. Joe Griffin, one of the human givens originators, had the insight that was to realize that dreams act out our unexpressed emotional expectations, positive or negative, through the medium of metaphor. I'll say that again. Joe Griffin's insight was to realize that dreams act out our unexpressed emotional expectations, positive or negative, through the medium of metaphor. They are imaginary, metaphorical, and perceptual experiences that occur primarily in REM sleep, and they have the effect of preserving the integrity of our emotional responses. These are his words. Griffin called his dreaming theory the expectation fulfillment theory of dreams. And the essential points to understand about dreaming are, as I've said, dreams are metaphorical translations of waking expectations, expectations which caused emotional arousal that is not acted upon during the day, are the basis of dreams during night. Dreaming then deactivates that emotional arousal by completing the expectation pattern metaphorically, freeing the brain to respond afresh to each new day. Now, dreaming takes up a lot of energy. And so if you are worrying a lot and unproductively, you will have to dream a lot, and this will exhaust you. And it is this that leads to depression.